Now, it's time for Tampa Bay's new morning crew.
Hey, everybody, this is Dirk Spentley.
Hey, everyone, this is Keith Urban.
Hey, it's Sam Hunt.
Hey, y'all, this is Luke Bryan, and you're waking up with Tampa Bay's morning crew.
99.5
QYK.
Go!
That would be us. It is a good day to have a great day. JR, Lana, Kevin here. Tampa Bay's morning crew. Thanks for waking up with us right now. How are you, Lana?
Good day today.
It's a good day so far, huh?
It's a good day. It's Friday Eve, JR.
I love that. Love Friday Eve.
I am so looking forward to this weekend. And I have to tell you, I know a lot of people don't like it, but I think right now, I think I can speak for a lot of people. I'm kind of excited to see some rain on the forecast, in the forecast, a little bit on the radar, because, man, we need rain. Right, Kevin?
My lawn's pretty much dead.
Mine is totally dead.
It's dead in the backyard.
Yeah, I was telling JR, the lawn guy came out yesterday, and I was like, hey, how are you going to mow the grass? He's like, no, it's pretty much dead. There's nothing to mow.
Of course that would happen at your house. I love that you have someone that mows your yard.
Ooh. Well, it's big.
I have a big yard. I mow it.
I'm not. I mean, that is something.
Get out there, Lana. Get behind the push.
That is something that is well worth the money, is hiring a lawn guy, especially in summer here.
You can hire
Florida.
Me.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Because it takes, I used to mow my grass, but it took me like 3.5 hours to do it. That guy comes and he's in and out of my house in like 20 minutes.
3.5 hours?
Yeah.
Wow.
I find that hard to
believe.
Well,
because I use
well, they take a lot of breaks.
I'm going to have to assume that.
You know what I did?
It's like a full day.
I dumped the clippings. I didn't let the clippings just go all over the yard.
You got to let it mulch the yard.
Yeah, I would dump the clippings.
Yeah, you don't need to do all that.
That was a nightmare.
You're doing it the wrong way.
Man, no more.
We're doing some great radio right now. Lawn talk.
How much can I pay you to mow my grass is a better thing.
Join us tomorrow for Lawn Talk with Lana. Lana's Lawn Talk.
Hey, I know how to use a weed eater. And so
I didn't say you didn't. I think it's funny that we're talking about lawns right now.
I bet you I could do weed eating better than you, JR.
I'm sure you could.
Challenge.
Weed eater challenge.
The HOA takes care of the lawn, so we're good to go. So, I was thinking of landscaping companies and all that. I felt really bad for them because I was following around and all these gas stations are out. Yeah. And they're trying to fill up their equipment.
Aww.
Super selfish for some people to just be filling. I mean, I saw people with gas tanks yesterday or gas. Gas cans yesterday, and I'm going, what are you doing?
Yep.
We talked about this. That doesn't affect
we
you.
Talked about
They're
this.
Obviously not listening to Tampa Bay's morning crew.
I'm just like, come on now. I drove around probably for an hour last night looking for gas, and I was on E. You can see it. I posted it on Instagram. I just want to remind everybody when to get gas in your car, especially when the pipeline doesn't affect Central Florida. Now, other places, other people, I get it. There's shortages, and there's actual people's, you know, in desperate need for gas, and that's not helping. There was pictures of a woman filling up a plastic bag with gas. How does that even work?
Had they had to say, please don't fill up plastic bags, like, duh, that's common sense. It says you have to fill an approved fuel container.
It was
that's
unreal.
A plastic bagging, one of those.
I literally was like, I wonder if JR's going to make it to work this morning. Because I saw your post last night, and I was like, I might have to go pick him up.
Did you find somewhere?
Yeah, I finally found somewhere. I'm not going to tell where it is. It's my secret spot now. Gee whiz. I was like, I was ready to siphon it out of my motorcycle. I was like, all right, I'm just going to just... You know, whatever. What am I going to do?
By the way, they have restarted the pipeline. This is yesterday. It started at 5 o'clock. Now, it's going to take a couple days, but it's back to normal.
Okay, it's going to be fine.
Let's just get this over with.
All right. No more panic buying, all that, you know. Anyway. The ultimate would be if you go buy a bunch of gas and then you go in and take the toilet paper, too, out of the bathroom. That'd be the ultimate panic buy right there. All right. Focusing on more fun things. Zach Brown Band tickets at 8:40, of course. $500 for you at 8 o'clock. And then we battle it out at 8:20 for our Thursday 3. Woo! Do I got one for you guys today? We're going to go up against each other to see if we can get the Song of the Week voted by you, QIK family. That's at 8:20. Right now, though, we want to know, what in the world are you doing up right now? 800-992-1099. 800-992-1099. Tampa Bay's morning crew, 995 QYK, asking you what in the world you're doing up right now. Alicia.
Good morning, JR and Lana. Good, how are you?
Good. What in the world are you doing up right now?
I'm driving to work. I live in Newport Richey, and I am a pediatric nurse in St. Pete.
Well, yesterday was National Nurses Day, so thank you for what you do.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah. Well, listen, you have a great day. We appreciate what you do, okay?
Thank you. You too.
All right, bye-bye. QYK, good morning. Who's this?
Tiffany.
Hi, Tiffany. What part of town are you in right now?
Valrico.
All right, Tiffany. And what in the world are you doing up right now?
I'm headed to Tampa General Hospital.
Oh, what do you do there?
I'm a nurse.
Listen, two nurses in a row right here.
They are up early and getting ready to go to work.
Yeah, and by the way, yesterday was National Nurses Day, so we appreciate what you do as well.
Yeah, we're celebrating the whole week today. Well, the whole week this week.
Good. Well, thank you for what you do, and yes. We cannot say it enough, all right?
All right, thank you.
Have a great day.
Good morning, it's QIK. Who's this?
Morning, Jay and Alana. This is Kim.
Hi, Kim. What in the world are you doing up right now?
I'm taking my son to work to Lakeland.
Oh, okay, very nice. Where does he work?
He works for a moving company in Lakeland, and we live in Tampa.
Oh, very nice. Well, we appreciate you having us on this morning.
Thank you, and I wanted him to say a shout-out for my mom. Today is her 75th birthday.
What's her name?
Barbara.
Happy birthday.
Yeah, she's a big Bucks fan.
So all right, go Bucks. Fire the cannons. Yeah. I love it. Well, listen, you have a great day. I appreciate you calling.
Thank you. You too.
Bye. Coming up next, we're going to play Secret Celebrity with you for Bay Area Renaissance Fest tickets. It's after this. Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 995 QYK, JR, Alana, Kevin here. We are playing Secret Celebrity right now.
And the Renaissance Festival going on right now. We're going to hook you up with four tickets. Tell us, who is this Secret Celebrity?
Ever since I was 5 years old, I've loved football. And I love how physical it is. I love the chess match of the game. I love, you know, I love the speed of the game. That's why I think I love college football, but for me, watching pro football is better because of speed so much more. But for me, the two times a year, man, it's football season and waiting for football season.
Well, they announced the schedules yesterday. The Bucks, we heard from Kevin, will be leading off the season against the Cowboys September 9th. Woo-hoo. So excited about that. He's actually a Dolphins fan.
This guy.
Country singer. So okay.
Dolphins play the Bucks this year here in Tampa.
There you go. So maybe he'll be there singing the national anthem or something like that.
I know if this guy is here, though, he'll be drinking some beers and he'll be looking for sunshine.
That is true, yes. But he has a weird car because it runs on wagon wheels. That was strange. I don't understand that.
It's so weird how fast that thing goes.
It's really, really fast.
Yeah, but it won't be like that for long.
No! Well done.
Cars.
You know what I heard? It's going to be all right.
It's going to be all right.
There you go. All right. Those are some great hits right there for you.
Were they?
And it's his birthday today. He turns 55. So, who
55?
Is that?
55?
55.
Wow.
Well, you got to think about all the things he did with his previous band.
I know, but he looks great.
Oh, does he ever? Seen the calves on that guy? Unbelievable. 800-992-1099. 800-992-1099. Who's our secret celebrity? All right, Samantha in Riverview playing Secret Celebrity with us. Samantha, who is our secret celebrity?
I love football, and I love how physical it is. I love the chess match of the game. I love, you know, I love the speed of the game. That's why I think I love college football, but for me, watching pro football is better because of speed so much more. But for me, the two times a year, man, it's football season and waiting for football season.
Darius Rucker.
There you go. Darius Rucker. Turns 55 today. He is the birthday boy, but you are getting gifts as well from us.
You're going to the Renaissance Festival with four tickets.
I'm so excited.
Yeah, great time to hang out and see all of the crafts and the events and the shows that they do out there. Always a good time.
Awesome. Fantastic. Thank you so much.
You got it. Hang on for me, okay?
Yeah.
All right, if you missed it earlier this week, we had Gary LaVox on the show from Rascal Flatts. Lana told a great Tim Tebow story about Gary and Tim. You're going to hear it next on 995 QYK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Well, on the phone right now, we have maybe one of the biggest country acts ever seen. Decades of hits. The lead singer on the phone right now, Gary LaVox of Rascal Flatts.
Yeah, woo!
What's happening, everybody?
How are you?
Man, I'm doing great. I'm good. How are y'all doing?
We're doing good, man. It's good to hear your voice. We obviously wish we would have saw you on the farewell tour, but hey, that's circumstances we couldn't control. But man, I'm more interested in LaVox wear.
Yes.
I mean, this new clothing line, talk about some sweet cufflinks we're going to have on these things, right?
You got to send me your sizes, and I know a guy, and we can send some things out.
It's awesome. I love it. I can't wait for someone to be on the red carpet at the Oscars and say, who are you wearing? I'm wearing Gary LaVox, duh.
Yeah, I mean, duh, everybody.
It's actually a really cool thing, though, that all the proceeds go to the Tim Tebow Foundation. Is that right?
Yeah, Tim Tebow, a percentage of it does, yep.
Okay.
The Tim Tebow Foundation, Tim's new, their whole new mission is to stop, you know, the human sex trafficking around the world. And, you know, the numbers are just astounding. So every single sale, a percentage of it goes to the Tim Tebow Foundation to help that cause, for sure.
Great story with Gary and Tim backstage a couple of years ago when Gary brought Tim. My girlfriend wanted to get her picture taken with Tim Tebow and literally handed my camera to Gary and said, hey, can you take the picture of me?
I'll humble you real quick.
Gary's like, it was Rascal Flatts in concert that night.
Lana, that's the story of my life.
That was great.
That's the story of my life. That's why I can't hang out with Tebow anymore.
He is Team Tebow. I mean, it is what it is.
Come on.
But that is Gary LeBox as well.
So what, you still got the movie company, yeah, too? You got that going as well?
Yeah. The movie I own a company called Black Tie Moving, which is doing, it's been incredible. And, so we're in 29 states now, and it's really doing amazing stuff. I moved him a few times, but Coach Urban, so he's moved him out there and to Jacksonville. So
very nice.
Yep, it's doing great.
I love the slogan too. It's who boxed it? LeVox did it. You know, I thought that's a really cool slogan that you came up with. I think that was great.
Yeah, well, I appreciate it, man. We're just doing it all the mud button contests around the world. You know.
Oh my gosh! Hey, I got to tell this story because I was talking about a guy named Chadley Chisholm, which I thought was a real guy. So he was supposed to be the mutt busting champion, and this is when I lived in San Antonio.
Okay,
mutt busting is when the little kids ride the back of the sheep, and they get, you know, this is kind of their big deal.
Okay.
Well, Gary tells me about this mutt busting champion, Chadley Chisholm. I'm like, that's so cool, man. And I realized later, like 6 months later, that he's totally joking with me. Because he said it's like a 42-year-old guy. I go, wait, isn't it a kid's deal? Like, what? Totally had me going. So then I go, all right, dude, when you go on stage at the San Antonio Rodeo, you have to give Chadley Chisholm, this fake person, a shout out, and people will go nuts. And he goes, man, we just want to say that we are so glad to be in the same arena as Chadley Chisholm, the mutt busting champion from Big Sky, Montana, and the place erupted.
And he is.
And nobody knew who it was.
That's awesome.
Yeah, Chadley would be over there signing autographs. Yeah, he's 42 years old, just knocking kids off sheep and just, you know, he's that guy.
Anyway, it just made the show. It just made the show for me. It was fantastic.
That's awesome.
Well, brother, listen, I'm really looking forward to this, you know, doing stuff, the stuff you're doing with the gospel songs and, again, with LeVoxware and the foundations that you're benefiting. And I know you guys will probably hook up sometime and we'll be able to see you again. I know that farewell tour was a bummer for you that it got canceled, but I'm pretty sure Rascal Flatts will do us right and we'll see you guys again, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah,
all
for sure. And, you know, I'm already booking, for my solo tour, and I'll be doing all the Flatts hits and all my new music. And, you know, like I said, the Distance is out right now, my gospel single, and then my EP drops at the end of the month. So I'm ready to go.
Very
well,
cool.
Well, call
man.
Us when you get to Tampa. We'll be here.
I will. I'll bring sunscreen. This white skin of mine ain't seen squat in this pandemic. I'm ready to go.
Well, Chadley knows all about that, so just ask Chadley. He'll take care of you.
Yeah, I'm actually wearing his T-shirt right now that he's signed.
I know you're not. I love it, dude. It's so good, man.
Well, it's a tube top. He only sells tube tops at the rodeos.
Well, they're more comfortable for sure. No doubt about it. All right, Gary, it's good to hear your voice, man.
All right, guys. I appreciate it. See you guys.
Gary LeVox right there. I love that guy, man. All right, coming up, talking about the Bucks. Their full schedule is out, and we'll talk some ticket prices, too. It's after this. Well, Darius Strucker said it earlier. There's two times a year. One, football season, and two, waiting for football season.
That's right.
We are waiting for it to kick off September. We do have some preseason games as well starting in August, but
119 days, by the way.
Thank you, Lana.
Thank you.
That's awesome.
Yes. Countdown begins. Yes.
So September 9th will be opening day, regular season Cowboys versus Bucks. And like I said, they play the Bengals August 14th for a preseason game. But that was all released yesterday. Kevin, are you excited about this? What is the most exciting home game, you think, on this schedule?
It's got to be the Cowboys game. Yeah. I think it's opening day. They're going to probably unveil some sort of banner in the stadium. The other one is on the pirate ship. So it's the main sail in the front saying Super Bowl 37 champion. So where's Super Bowl 55 going to go? So that's kind of cool. And you're playing the Cowboys, America's team, you know?
And he did that in air quotes.
I did that in air quotes.
It ain't Tampa Bay's team, I'll tell you that right
Tom
now.
Tom Brady put it in real quotes on his Instagram yesterday. He goes, can't wait to play America's team.
He's so passive aggressive. I love it.
I know. I love it.
We'll be looking at these tickets because we're expected to have possibly full capacity.
Yes.
So excited about that. Yeah. And we've been looking at some ticket prices. What do you got in front of you, Lana?
Well, I mean, this is for the opening game against the Cowboys, and I think this is probably going to be the most expensive game. It's not everybody wants to go to.
And they have
to.
Like festivities going on in the parking lot usually when it's like a celebration.
Exactly. But yeah, you're going to pay to see the Cowboys and the Bucks game in nosebleed, like way up there in section like 315. Tickets are starting at $400 a piece. Now, I was kind of searching around. If you want a ticket in section 137 for that game,
do I?
Tickets are $5,000.
What?
A ticket. There's a ticket in there for $5,000. They average about $2,500 a ticket for the first and second level.
137? Section 137.
Yeah, wow. I mean, that's insane. And then I just was like, well, let me go see what preseason is. Preseason the same? Because I'd like to go to a Bucks game this year, but you know,
went to one last year.
I did. And I was thinking, well, maybe I'll just go to a preseason game because at least I could say I've been to one, but it's just not going to be regular season. Still looking at almost like $1,500 for tickets, but they're averaging about $500 in the second level. So,
wow.
I know.
That's a lot.
Yeah. That's a lot of money, but it is Tom Brady. So,
one, you are the Super Bowl champion, so you're going to get everybody's best game.
Right.
It's going to be, that's expensive. Yeah. So, I guess when we go in a game this year.
Yeah. That's super, super. But, like I said, it's Tom Brady. And the fact that, I mean, tickets are probably going to be gone like that, too. Yeah. So, if you.
Like what?
Like,
oh, yeah, just like that. That's what I heard.
I mean, but like you said, I do know that for the opening game, they're going to have probably some concerts and some music. So still go out there. We can still go out there and celebrate. We just won't be actually at the game.
Think about the TV you could buy for $1,500.
Think about I could go on a star week to Cabo with $1,500.
Let's stick with the football thing, though.
But yeah.
Watching the game at home, you could for $15,500 or whatever, you can make a media room and act like you're there. I think I think it's cheaper to have Gronk show up at your birthday party than a ticket.
It might be.
Insane. All right, but excited that the Bucks season.
Deserved.
Sure.
So.
Excited for, we won't go that way. Beers are $400, by the way. Wanted to put that out there. $400 for a small pint. But anyway, that's your schedule. We're excited about that. September 9th kicks off with the Cowboys. Cannot wait. Coming up, 7:05. We got your car line fun fact. Here's Jason Aldean. Blame it on you. Go Bucks.
Well, it's a car line. Fun fact.
All right, little Disney edition today for the car line fun fact. Tampa's morning crew, 99.5 QYK, JR, Lana, Kevin here. There is a complete underground tunnel system beneath Disney World. So there's a whole other city underneath there.
I've heard that before.
It's true.
What's going on down there?
That's where they quote-unquote cast, as they call them, walk around and get around from one thing to another. Because I heard this rule one time that a cast member obviously can't have, like, its costume not complete because they don't want to scare a kid.
Right.
Whereas, like, half on or half off or whatever. By the way, they're real. They're not real costumes. If the kids are in the car. No. The costumes are real. Yeah. Just want to make sure if the kids are in the car right now, it's all real. All right. So, anyways. But my point is, for people that are moving around, they don't want a bunch of their workers just moving around in the park.
Mm-hmm.
Just going from space to space unless they're in full cast uniform.
Right.
So they have a whole underground. A lot of hotels do this, too. But Disney World has a whole underground tunnel system.
How cool is that?
Now, in the original Disneyland in Anaheim, California, the Pirates of the Caribbean ride actually used real skeleton remains when it first started.
Really?
Yeah.
Boy, how'd they get around that?
I don't know. was back in 67, it says. So things were different. It was the 60s, right?
Yes.
But anyway.
Ew.
Yeah, a little bit weird. So next time. But it's all been changed out by now, I'm sure. All right, that is your Carline fun fact right there. Disney edition for you. Here's Luke Bryan, hunting, fishing, and loving every day. And coming up in 6 minutes, we'll do your 7:15 second date update.
Time now for the second date update on 99.5 QYK.
We got Rick on the phone today for the 7:15 second date update. Excited to talk to him and hopefully help him out. Good morning, Rick. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing pretty good. How are you doing?
We're doing great. So listen, we heard about this girl, Kara, that you mentioned in your email to us at QYKsecondDateUpdate@gmail.com. Tell us more about Kara. How'd you guys meet, and what's going on with you guys?
Yeah, you know, we met on Bumble, and I've had some bad experiences. I've had some good experiences, but, you know, this was one of the good experiences. We ended up going out to eat. We went to Hawkers.
Nice.
Which is one of my favorite restaurants. Yeah, it was really nice, actually. We had a really good time, and that was our first date, and then we had a second date, and actually I had her come over to my place for a nice little movie night, you know?
Cool.
A straight, not like a Netflix and chill, because that implies something.
Yes, we get it.
Like, I was a complete gentleman. Like, you know, like, right. I had a really good time with her. I just literally had her over to watch a movie. I didn't force anything. It was just nice, guys. It was just really nice.
Okay.
I haven't heard anything since.
Rick, you can kind of tell when a girl is into you, though. You know, she's flirting with you, twirling her hair, you know, batting the eyelashes. Was she kind of doing those things when you were with her?
Let me write those things down. I didn't realize that's what that was. Okay, got it. Go ahead.
Yes. I mean, look, like I mentioned earlier, I've had a lot of bad Bumble dates. I've had good Bumble dates. And this is one of my better Bumble dates. It's not like I'm not, like, forcing things. She was into me. We had great chemistry. We had great conversation. There's something there, so I really don't understand.
Well, how did you guys leave the date? I mean, at the end, when she left your house that night, was it, hey, we'll see you again, I can't wait to hang out again, or was there any mention of a third date?
Yeah, we talked about potentially doing a third date, doing like a little picnic date was what we like specifically mentioned it. Yeah, so I don't know.
All right, well, listen, let's do this. We're going to try to get a hold of Kara for you, okay? So can you hang on for me, Rick?
Absolutely, thank you.
We'll try to get some answers. Hang on. Well, Rick sounds like a very optimistic, nice guy. He was on the 7:15 second date update this morning. JR, Lana, Kevin here. Your first impressions, Lana, of Rick?
You know, it sounded like very confident. You know, mm-hmm. They went on a date and then he had her over to his apartment. I mean, it's kind of a big deal for a guy to invite a girl to his apartment. So for me, it sounded like they got along. I asked him if she was flirtatious towards him and he said absolutely. He could really tell that he liked her and completely expecting a third date.
So now he's just confused. I thought something else that stuck out. He goes, I was a complete gentleman. He goes, there was no rush or anything.
Right.
You know,
right.
it wasn't a Netflix and chill situation. We just hung out. So I like that. So we're going to try to see what's going on with Kara and see why she's not getting back to Rick. We'll see if we can get her on the phone right now. Hi, good morning. Is this Kara?
This is Kara.
Hey, Kara. This is JR, Lana, and Kevin over here at 99.5 QYK in Tampa. How are you?
Good morning.
Good. I'm good. How are you guys?
Good. Have you heard of our show before?
Yeah, I've heard you guys before.
Awesome.
What's up?
Appreciate you.
What's going on?
Hey, yeah. We do something on our show called a 7:15 second date update, and we talk to people about dates they go on. And there's actually a couple of dates that you went on with this guy, Rick, that we wanted to see if we could talk to you on the air about. That'd be cool if we just had a couple minutes of your time.
I mean, sure.
It sounds like you remember Rick.
Yeah, I forgot. Yeah, you guys do this stuff. Okay. So
he told us you guys had two dates, and it sounded like everything went really well. You went over to his place, and you guys hung out, and now he was hoping for a third, but you have not even been responding to him. So what happened?
Yeah, okay. Well, Rick is just, he's a really nice guy, you know. He might just be, like, I don't know, a little immature or, like, I don't know, a little too dorky for me. I don't know.
Dorky?
Not for me.
What dorky? Why do you say he's dorky?
Well, So he told you, yeah, we were just at his house for our second date. And, he's got these Legos all over his apartment, like everywhere. He's a grown man. He lives alone. He's got Legos, there were multiple castles. There's like a Hogwarts castle, he said, and then like a Disney castle. There's a lot of castles. And then there's like a town. I don't know.
Can I jump in real quick? Does he have kids? Like, is this his kids stuff?
No. He has no kids. He's single. He's like a single dude in an apartment with a ton of Legos and just everywhere. Just everywhere.
I thought you was describing my house. I have a Hogwarts castle in the house, but I have kids.
You also have children.
And Jake put it together.
I have a friend who is an adult male who still plays with Legos.
Really?
Yeah. Is his name Rick?
No.
Okay, coincidence.
How funny is that?
So you just had you went into his place, and the way you describe it is there's Legos everywhere.
Just everywhere. It's just a lot, and I just thought, it's just not my thing, you know? Like, I was just thinking, like, I want to date, like, it's just not how I pictured my life, you know?
Did you ask him about it by chance?
Well, he kind of told me about it. He was like, it was kind of hard to ignore it, because they really are everywhere. Like, you kind of have to move them to do anything. So,
did he ask you to sit down and build something with him?
No.
You know that old pickup line?
All I kept seeing was, like, these little tiny faces looking at me.
The mini figs, yeah.
I mean, it's not... So he likes Legos. I mean, people that are really into Legos, aren't they, I guess?
Well, I mean, Legos
is a thing.
It's a huge thing.
They have a show called Lego Masters on Fox.
Really?
Yeah, where there's a competition show. I mean, it's a big deal.
You'd be very good friends with Rick, I think, Kevin.
I think I would.
All right, well, listen, Kara, we actually have Rick on the phone with us.
Lego Masters.
It's a thing. Me and the family watch it. It's great. Probably. I love it.
I got to come over sometime. Sounds like a blast.
It is.
Kara, we actually have Rick on the phone. I want to bring him back on.
Sorry.
Why are you sorry?
Because it's embarrassing. What she just said.
Yeah, but I mean, she's being honest, and Rick wants to know. Rick, heard what she has to say.
I guess I'm pretty surprised that you care so much about Legos. I mean, it's a normal thing, you know. It's my stress reliever.
Well, no, they were just everywhere. I don't know. It's just not my thing. So, and it's clearly your thing. Like, it's a lot. There's a lot. So, I don't know. I'm not really looking to play, you know? I'm looking to date. I want to date.
All right.
I get it, but, like, you know, like, some guys are really into golf, and they don't make their partner play with them. Like, I'm not looking for you to get involved with Legos. It's, like, something I spend about an hour a day on, and... You know, you kind of make it sound like I have a whole bunch of just toys lying around, but these are like worth quite a bit of money and they cost quite a bit to do, you know, I have stadiums, I have Harry Potter, so I got the Star Wars stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, they're not just toys, they're collectibles.
Heaven's in heaven right now, Rick, by the way. You have a new
Lego
best friend.
Is cool.
You have a new best friend in heaven, Rick, so that's the good news.
Yeah, great. I mean, great.
I mean, but let's talk about Rick as a guy. Like, Kara, he's a nice guy, you said. I mean, this is crazy that we're even talking about this, I feel like. I mean, would you be willing to go on another date with him? I mean, let's look past that.
Yeah, I mean...
Like, is this really going to be a deal breaker for you?
Yeah. I mean, I know the bar is low, but I don't... Yeah, no.
What? All right. Okay. Well, Rick, listen, there's no judgment here, by the way, in this studio. I mean, if it's a stress reliever for you, something you enjoy, great. It's a hobby. You're not hurting anybody. You're having a great time. I love it. It's just not going to be for Kara, and I'm sorry to have to break that news to you. But now you know, and you can move on, and you can find somebody who's not going to care about it, or maybe who's really into it, okay?
Yeah. I mean, that's all I can do. I appreciate it. And, you know, Kara, best of luck.
Nice guy, Rick.
Yeah,
you're a good dude.
Yep. Thank you. I didn't mean to Lego shame anyone. I just was like, Lego not my thing.
Yeah. All right. All right, you guys have a great day. Thanks a lot.
Bye.
Take care.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 995 QYK, JR Lana, Kevin here, talking about our 715 second date update. Well, Rick and Kara are not going to be going out again because Kara went over to Rick's house and he had Legos everywhere. Apparently, he's very into Legos. He builds castles with these Legos. And she goes, they were everywhere. And I just feel like that's very immature and dorky. And we were like, well, just, he said it was a stress reliever. I'm like, there's those adult coloring books that people use all the time.
And I have one. So I have a couple of them, actually.
So kind of. She said it was a deal breaker, but we wanted to get your guys' responses on this. Elizabeth and St. Pete, how are you?
You know what? I'm on Rick's side because I have a full-grown son who plays with Legos. I mean, it's perfectly natural. It's a stress reliever, and it actually creates their imagination. They can break down anything and recreate it and to fit their imagination. And it's absolutely amazing. I don't understand why she sees it as childish. And I'm really have a hard time with this. I mean,
You know, I think she's looking at it as a toy.
Right.
And she's like, oh, well, he's playing with toys. But in reality, I mean, like you heard Kevin, how passionate he is about Legos with his son. He is into it. And it's a stimulant, too. You know, you're putting something together. It's good for your brain.
A lot of grown men play with Legos. As a matter of fact, I have my own Legos. So I'm sorry, but I'm on Rick's side here today.
All right. Well, I appreciate you calling. You have a great day.
You as well. Have a good day.
I do. Sarah in Bradenton right now. Good morning, Sarah. What do you think about this?
Good morning, JR and Lana. I think that I'm mad jealous. I want Rick to make me a Hogwarts castle. That's all I want.
All Sarah heard was Hogwarts, and she was like, yes, this guy's a winner.
Legos and Hogwarts. I was like, oh, my God. This guy sounds awesome. He needs to be closer to me.
I was like, I was Googling, like, these Lego, these castles. They're, he's right. They're like $600-$800 for these Lego sets.
It's amazing. It is amazing. And just to have that patience, I should tell her everything, that he would be patient with her with everything that he does.
No.
Well, I appreciate you calling, Sarah.
All right, thank you.
All right, bye-bye. Abby's in Wesley Chapel right now. Good morning, Abby.
Good morning, JR and Lana.
All right, let's hear what you think.
I think that that's crazy that it was a deal breaker for her. I would definitely rather a boyfriend, if I was dating, to play with Legos than to be out at a bar.
Right.
Or
spending money at the casino or something like that. Yeah.
Right. Like, there's so many worse ways that he could be stress relieving, and I would much rather him be at home with Legos.
There you go. I think Rick's going to be fine. I mean, again, a lot of people are backing him up on this, and it just wasn't Kara's thing. But like we told Rick, hey, man, if this works for you, not hurting anybody, enjoy yourself.
Yeah, I mean, like I said earlier, we all have our goofy little things that we do. I mean, my ex-husband collected cars, so Legos would be much nicer than cars. They got expensive.
A little easier on the wallet.
Right. It's cheaper. It's not hurting anybody. It's not doing anything against me. You play with your Legos. Have fun.
Yeah. All right, Abby, thanks for calling. Have a great day.
Thanks, you too.
Yeah, I was trying to get to the point, too, with Kara being like, hey, let's talk about the guy here. Let's talk about the guy behind the Legos. I don't know the best way to put it.
I don't think Rick's going to have a problem getting a girl because I'm flooded with text messages and people are like, I love Rick. He's so cool. Good for him.
Right.
A lot of people have their own collections as well. So good for him. Keep doing your Legos. If that's what works for you, for your stress reliever, then that's what works. Yeah.
And I don't know if you heard this, but Tom Brady actually plays with Legos as well.
Good for him.
Yeah, he's actually building a Raymond James Stadium right now in his house.
Is he?
Full Legos.
As long as he doesn't wreck any of his fingers or anything.
No. Stress reliever.
119 days until that opening day of football. So.
There you go. All right, if you missed it, it'll be up on our Instagram and Facebook page a little bit later. That's your 715 second date update. I feel a good story for you coming up next about a little boy who's doing something very unselfish for his family. I feel good. All right, and I feel good story for you about a very selfless little boy trying to help out his dog.
Yeah, he's 8 years old. His name is Bryson Kleiman, and he's a huge Pokemon fanatic. They got a puppy, and he noticed that his dog, his name is Bruce. It's like a little, looks like a little black lab puppy. He had fallen sick. He wasn't coming out of the cage and playing with him that much, so they took him to the vet, and Bruce, the dog, was diagnosed with parvo, which is a highly contagious dog virus. And the treatment is very expensive, about $700, a price that the family really couldn't afford to pay. And, of course, Bryson is just heartbroken that his puppy, you know, he knows his parents' financial situation. And so he's like, you know what? I've got all these Pokemon cards. I bet you somebody people would buy these and I could sell them and then I could use that money to treat my dog and save his life. So that's what he did.
I get a text message with a picture of him and a sign beside the road from his dad selling his Pokemon cards.
I know everybody likes Pokemon cards, so I just decided to sell them. I made $65 the first night. I was so happy because I wanted to get him back.
Oh, my God, little guy.
So his parents, they started a GoFundMe with a goal of $800. Donations have already exceeded $1,900. Yes, and I think I'm going to go on and donate myself after seeing reading this story. I'm like, I just want this little puppy to be better for this little boy. He's 8 years old. And his poor little dog has parvo. But he said the dog is still undergoing treatments right now. And he continues to gain strength. Good. So many people are chipping in and helping this little boy, Bryson, and his dog, Bruce.
Let's give it up for Bryson and Bruce. Come on. So good. Good thinking and so selfless and so cute. So I love that. That's so cool. All right, that's your I Feel Good story right there.
Now it's time for Tampa Bay's Morning Crew's Music Minute on 99.5 QYK.
Big happy birthday to Darius Rucker. Yes. He turns 55 years old today.
Looks great.
Yes, he does. All right, a couple of things on the website I want to remind you about. Cam is coming to our radio station here in St. Pete next Friday. If you want to win your way into that, a acoustic performance, it'll be just a small group of people. 995QYK.com. We're also sending you to the Carolina Country Music Fest, and that is June 10th through the 13th. That's like Luke Combs, Eric Church. Speaking of Darius Rucker, your chance to go there VIP style. Ooh. Plus, you can see the slew of concerts that are coming because we are getting them like every week we've got another one. And just a reminder too, places like the Dallas Bull, they are booking, and Clay Walker is going to be out there this Friday night. So get out there and see Clay Walker.
You know, it's funny because we announced that Zach Brown Band, we have tickets coming up at 8:40. He's going to be here on Sunday, October 10th. I was worried. I was going, man, the Buccaneers schedule came out. We're good. They play the Dolphins at 1 o'clock that afternoon. So
early game.
Early game, home game, and then a concert that night. There we go.
All right, Charles Kelly and Dave Haywood from Lady A, they were asked if there are things that aren't considered 100% masculine. And both Charles and Dave admitted to some pretty funny things.
I'm not going to lie. I really like rosé sometimes. So I'll do like a little rosé. And sometimes I'm out and like the waiter, he's like, oh, a rosé. And I'm like, yeah, a rosé. You know?
I'm not afraid to get out and shop a little. I go to Lululemon all the time. I live in those clothes, man. I just want to be comfortable all day long.
Oh, my goodness.
And they also both
said... They were kidding. Those really are some really things.
They also said that they both love the movie The Notebook as well. Garth Brooks has booked another stadium date. This one is August 14th at the University of Nebraska in Lincoln. This is the first music event at this stadium in 34 years.
There's something personal about a college stadium. I don't know what it is. It just feels tighter. It feels more like you're one unit. So it's probably my own frame of mind, but the college ones, I got to tell you, are my favorites.
Yeah, there's a bunch of college kids that are going nuts, Garth Brooks, and probably under the influence. So yes, I'm sure it's pretty wild.
Well, while Garth is doing stadium tours, Luke Bryan and Carrie Underwood are headed to Vegas.
Nice.
They are just two super acts that are doing residencies at the brand new Resorts World Las Vegas. Carrie's going to be there in December, and Luke will be there in February for a couple of dates. Celine Dion and Katy Perry also doing residencies at that hotel.
That's the gig, by the way, for a country star. Mm-hmm. They pay you a ton of money. Mm-hmm. Everything's already set up for you. You just fly in on a Thursday. You knock out a few shows. You go home, and it's boom, not to another city. You go home to your family.
Yeah.
Rascal Flatts told me that was like the greatest gig they ever had, and they would hang out with Ron White after that because his show would be going on across the street, and they're like, yeah, we just hung out for the weekend every week. So it was kind of cool.
In Vegas. Yeah.
In Vegas.
Would be fun. Lucas is busy, though. I mean, did he really need to add this to his schedule with everything else he's got going on? Holy cow.
Well, Luke's not allergic to money. So that's one thing, because it's probably in an astronomical amount of money.
But he doesn't even need it.
Carrot Top still makes $30 million in Vegas. So think about what Luke Bryan's bringing in.
Carrot Top does?
That's right. Mm-hmm. And why do I know that? I met him in a bar in Winter Park, Florida one time, and then told me all about it. So.
All right. And finally, it's official. Kane Brown and Kelsey Ballerini are co-hosting this year's CMT Music Awards. It's Kane's second time and Kelsey's first. That show will go down June 9th. And this is the one that is not voted on by the fans.
Okay.
Those nominees will actually come down today, and you can start voting right away. And that is your Music Minute.
All right. I appreciate it. Thank you so much. Let's get real, okay? We got our Thursday 3 coming up, and I'll tell you right now, things are getting heated. I got a few surprises, too, up my sleeve, all right? Even though I'm wearing a tank top. 995 QYK.
Come and knock on our door.
Come and knock on our door.
We've been waiting for you.
Here we go.
Where the kisses are hers and hers and his, three's company, too.
Well done, Kevin. Well done, Kevin. Right on time. All right, here we go. Our Thursday 3. This is where we throw out our songs of the week. And QYK family, you decide who wins the song of the week. Kevin, would you like to start us off, sir?
I can. And I think I have the winner today.
Ooh, boy.
It's Luke Combs, Forever After All. Ooh. How could you not choose this song? He is 10 number ones in a row to start his career. This song is the continuance of Beautiful Crazy and Better Together because it's written about his wife, Nicole. This is just a fantastic song. It's Luke Combs, Forever After All.
A love like that makes a man have second thoughts. Some things last forever after all.
So good. There you go. Luke Combs, Forever After All. That is Kevin's pick. We now go to Lana. Lana, what is your pick?
Today I chose Travis Denning's Abby. This is a brand new song from his EP. I chose this song because it's funny. He's telling his ex that they're breaking up and he's dating Abby, which stands for anybody but you.
Whoa.
The lyrics are very well written, describing this girl, what this girl will be like. He just doesn't know her name yet, so he just keeps calling her Abby, anybody but you. Travis Denning is a good old boy from Georgia. He is he's a ton of fun. He's not a serious guy, and he has a lot of talent, and I just love to recognize people that I think deserve a little bit more recognition in this industry, because I think he's gonna, you know, grow up to be, you know, a Luke Bryan, a Jason Aldean.
And really?
I think he's on his way.
Wow.
And he deserves recognition. This is a fantastic, funny song. It's called Abby by Travis Denning.
Very nice. Travis Denning, Anybody But You. It's called Abby. So if you want that one, remember Lana, that's her pick. Well, folks, here we go. I have pitched this song to you multiple times because it is a great song. And I'm going to do it again because QYK family, it's all good. I'm okay with saying it more than once because it's a great song. And I think you're hearing it more and more on QYK. It is Scotty McCreery and it's called You Time. And it's about spending quality time with your significant other and making that time. Now, as we all know, Scotty and his wife talk about this all the time. How they really got to make time for themselves because he's out on the road all the time. And her love language actually is quality time. I don't know if you knew that.
I
read that in Cosmo, okay. I think it was.
Oh, did you?
No, maybe not. But anyway, quality time is her love language. He's talking about it. Scotty McCreery, You Time.
I ain't trying to monopolize your 24/7, 365, but sometimes I need just a little bit of me in You Time, You Time, You Time.
Come on, Scotty McCreery right there. You Time. That is my pick, okay, for the week. Now,
all right.
QYK family, you decide. You got to know. You got to say who picked the song and what the name of the song was. So Kevin went with Luke Combs, Forever After All. Lana went with Travis Denning, Abby. I went with Scotty McCreery, You Time. And by the way, my name is JR, if you didn't know it. All right? So I'm throwing that out there
for
you.
So now we need your help. So
that's
give
right.
us a call and vote for which song that we should play in the entirety. What song should be the best one?
All right. Your Thursday 3 pick of the week. I'm clearing the lines right now. 800-992-1099.
800-992-1099. Hit us up.
Come and knock on our door.
We've been waiting for you. Where the kisses are hers and hers and his. Three's company too.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 99.5 QIK, doing our Thursday 3. We have pitched our songs to you, QIK family. It's time to get your votes, decide who won. Now, Lana, let's recap. Your song was?
Travis Denning, his song, Abby.
Kevin had Luke Combs, Forever After All, and I went with Scotty McCreery, U-Time.
Again, this is, you've done this one a lot.
Yes, I'm hoping that it'll turn around for Scotty, because I'm with Scotty on this. All right, our first vote, Don in Lutz. What are you going with?
Okay, even though I'm surprised Lana didn't pick a song about beer, I'm going with Abby by Travis Denning.
Yeah! Oh, thank you, Don.
Well, at least you know her pretty well that she didn't have a song about beer in it.
That's true.
I love it. Sir. Thanks, all right, Don. Thanks for calling.
Okay, thank you. God bless.
QIK, good morning. Who's this?
Good morning. This is Paul.
Paul, what part of town are you in?
I'm Weston.
All right, Paul, what song are you going with?
So I got to let my wife be the sorry when I dropped off at work. She wants to go with Forever by Luke Combs.
Luke Combs. All right, that's a vote for Kevin. I appreciate you calling. You have a great day.
Y'all take care of it now.
All right. QIK, good morning. Who's this?
Hey, it's Samantha. Good morning, guys.
Hi, Samantha. All right, what are you going with?
The song that I'm voting for is actually mine and my boyfriend's song. So, Bear, if you hear this, I love you. Here's to Forever After All.
Way to go, Kevin.
Samantha. Let's go.
Well, I'm glad that you and your boyfriend have a great song, and Kevin knows that love language of you guys is way to go.
Thanks, guys. Have a great day.
You too. We'll just do a couple more for fun. QIK, good morning. Who's this?
Good morning. My name's Serena.
All right, Serena, what song are you going with?
I'm going with Kevin, Luke Combs, Forever After All.
Oh my gosh.
Keep it moving.
Keep it moving.
Let's go.
All right, have a great day, Serena.
Bye, Serena.
You too.
QIK, good morning. Who's this?
Good morning. Hi, my name's Tiffany.
Hi.
Tiffany.
What song are you going with?
Can I choose Lana's pick, Abby, by Travis Denning?
Yeah!
There you go. Nice. Very nicely done. By the way, Scott McCreery, 0 votes again.
You cannot win with this song, JR.
He was on
American Idol, I voted for him.
There you go.
That was like 100 years ago.
He was 16 when that happened. All right. All right, appreciate you calling. Have a great day.
Thank you, too. Bye.
There you go.
So, are you retiring Scotty McCreery?
No, I'm still sticking with Scotty. But, hey, it didn't win. It's fine. QIK family, it's all right.
This is the third time now you've went with this song, I think?
Maybe the fourth. Who knows? All right, please introduce it.
Well, Luke Combs, it's the Thursday 3 winner this week. I believe now it's tied with JR. It's 7 apiece for the year. Lana, you're stuck at 5. Luke Combs, Forever After All, Thursday 3 winner this week. Let's go.
It's Zach Attack.
Jackie's in Spring Hill right now. She is ready to play a game called Zach Attack. Are you ready?
Zach Attack.
Yeah. All right, Jackie, here's how it works. We're going to play you a 10-second clip of a Zach Brown Band song, and you got to tell us what song it is. We will give you multiple choice, or you can use Kevin as a lifeline for one of the questions, all right?
Okay.
All right, here's the first one.
I'd be a fool to let you go where someone is.
All right, here's your multiple choice for this question, Jackie.
Is the song called Keep Her in Mind, Keep Me in Mind, or Keep You in Mind?
Oh, man.
Take a pick.
I know.
Stop looking it up on your phone. Just take a pick.
No. All right. No. Keep Me in Mind.
There you go. Google. I love you.
Woo!
All right. Here we go. All right, Jackie. Next one. Ready? Here it is.
Yeah. Dancing around to the radio. Humming the words that you don't know. Cause I'm finding an angel off my lips.
All right, what are those three multiple choice options?
Is that song called Loving You Impossible, Loving You Easy, Loving You Is Not Fun?
Loving You Is Not Fun.
Oh, Jackie! No. That would be a horrible song.
Loving You Is Not Easy,
but loving you is definitely not fun. All right, we got one more for you, Jackie. No worries. Ready?
Okay.
I feel good about this one.
She got a gentle way that puts me at ease. When she walks in a room, I can hardly breathe. Got a devastating smile, knock a grown man to his knees.
Now, Jackie, remember you have that lifeline with Kevin. So if you want to use that, you can.
All right. Is the name of the song called A, Whatever It Is, B, Whatever It May Be, or C, Whatever You Think It Is?
What do you want?
Do you want to use...
All right, I'm gonna... I'm going to use my lifeline.
Lifeline is Kevin. Kevin, what is that song?
It's Whatever It Is.
Do you agree?
Actually, that's what I was going to go with. So, yeah.
Yay! Yeah! Jackie, it was a long road together. We got there. Way to go.
Yeah. Thank you.
You got it. Are you excited?
Yes.
All right, cool. Just wanted to make sure you're doing all right. Hang on for me. All right, she got hooked up on those. We'll play again Zach Attack tomorrow at 8:40, and we'll have something this afternoon with Travis Daly at 4:40. Coming up, 9:10, training at Tampa Bay with who?
Me, Kevin, off some great information about the Tampa Bay Buccaneers 2021 schedule.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 995 QYK, JR, Lana, and the ACM CMA winner, 23-year radio veteran, pride of Jesuit High School.
Go Tigers!
USF graduate.
Go Bulls.
His name is Kevin Ebel, and he has what's trending in Tampa Bay.
The Colonial Pipeline has restarted.
Hey, what do you know? What do you know?
Even though we don't get our gas from that.
Yeah.
It has restarted. So now the panhandle and all the southeast should be back to normal within a few days. It will take them a couple of days. But no need to panic. The panic's over. Lasted a few days. And
didn't
it's
need
done.
To panic in the first place.
Didn't need to panic because we get our gas from Texas and all those other Gulf Coast regions, and we don't get it from this pipeline. So we're all set. JR had trouble getting gas last night, but he found it, and he was okay.
I'm not bitter at all. I'm good.
All right. I can see that.
I was going to start renting out the Tesla.
That would have been good. Can you pick me up? At
yeah,
home.
Just the people with a bunch of gas cans. I just went, come on, man, really?
But Keith from Middays, he's supposed to drive to Atlanta this weekend for graduation, and he's like, seriously, can I borrow your car? He goes, I'll give you money.
You'll be good like, now. You'll be fine now.
That's right. Well, Malfunction Junction in Tampa, it is a nightmare. People who drive it every day know this. Well, maybe it'll be getting better. Within the next 10 years or so, the Hillsborough County Transport. I'll tell you why this is going to take a while. The Hillsborough County Transportation Planning Organization gave the green light yesterday to spend $2.5 million to buy 6 homes and a vacant lot needed by FDOT to work on Malfunction Junction. So here's what's going to happen. The project would ultimately widen and add lanes to the ramps on I-275 to and from I-4. The project would start where Florabraska meets 275 and go through the I-4 interchange where I-4 meets with 14th Street. So the FDA, the Hillsborough County and FDOT said they're saying there's going to be zero impact to the people who live around there, the businesses. They're not going to worry about it. Obviously, they're buying up some homes, but they already knew about that. Mm-hmm. We're all good. So there's also a proposed bike track along 15th Street and a trail for walking and cycling adjacent to the interstate. So here's where it comes to the 10-year thing. Construction won't start for several years, like 2025 to 2030.
What?
So that's why I'm saying.
By then we're going to be flying in like space cars over that thing.
Oh, really? We're going to fix it, but we're going to take our time on this one, if you don't mind.
Back to the Future said we'd have flying cars in 2015. That didn't happen either. So
we're pretty close.
So it looks like Malfunction.
What?
There's no flying cars yet, Lana.
They made a hoverboard that has wheels on it. It doesn't really even hover. So.
We're getting close.
Yeah, are we? Yeah. All right. And finally, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. The defending Super Bowl champion, Tampa Bay Buccaneers. They announced their schedule. We knew yesterday, you heard yesterday at this time, that the Bucs will be opening against the Dallas Cowboys at home on Thursday night, the opening game into the NFL season. Well, I'm just going to highlight a few of the main games. They have 5 primetime games. It's tied for most in the league with a few other teams. They, they actually don't have a 1 o'clock game until a month into the season. A few years ago, they were playing all 1 o'clock games. Shows you how far it's come. And Tom Brady doesn't, he helps. So when is Tom Brady and Rob Gronkowski going back to New England? The Bucs play New England this year in New England. It's going to be October the 3rd, and it's a Sunday night football game. Of course it is. 8:20 on NBC. We play the first game against the Saints on Halloween. It's a 4:25 game. We will have a Monday night game against the Giants here on November the 22nd. We play the Bills here December the 12th, 4:25. Our only cold weather game is against the New York Jets. That's January 2nd in New York. And the Bucks finish the season. It's later this year, January 9th against the Panthers here at home. And that's a 1 o'clock game. So,
wait a minute. Is this October 3rd game against the, what day is that on? Is it a Sunday?
Sunday night game.
All right, cool. I just want to make sure because we got got to remember, the week before, we're traveling across country to the Rams.
To the Rams,
who are a great, great team.
Yes.
And they're going to be even better this year with Matthew Stafford. And that's a long road trip to come back and do a short week. So I just want to make sure that it wasn't a Thursday game. We need all the time we can get.
What do you think Tom likes better, playing at 1 or 4?
That's a hot take, by the way. What's that?
1 or 4?
Yeah.
4.
Say what the NFL likes. 4, so that the West Coast can watch it, and that means more money.
They have a lot of 4 o'clock games. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Does he play better at 4 than he does at 1?
Yes, they have 5 4 o'clock games, 5 primetime games, and only, they don't have many 1 o'clock games, which is great news for the Bucs.
People want to hey, when you win the championship and you got Tom Brady and Gronk, and you got this highlight reel of a team, they're going to do it where the most people can watch it so they can sell the most ads.
That's right. And that's what's trending in Tampa Bay. This one's in the books. Yes, sir.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew 995 QIK, Jarlana, Kevin. Thanks for waking up with us every single day. We appreciate the heck out of you for hanging out with us every single morning. Kevin, what was your highlight of the show, sir?
I won Thursday 3.
Right. Yeah, you did.
I did. I won with Luke Combs, Forever After All. It's a great song. I tied JR for wins on the 2021 season at 7 apiece. Lana, I'm sorry, you're at 5.
Oh, well.
There's still time left in the year, so you're good. You got plenty of time here.
I'm going to be okay.
All right, Lana, highlight.
There was a dog story today, a feel-good story. An 8-year-old boy is selling his own Pokemon cards because his dog has Parvo, and it's really expensive, and his parents are like, we just can't afford it. So he's like, no, I'm going to sell my Pokemon cards so I can pay for my dog's treatment. And I put it all up on the website, 995QIK.com. They actually have a GoFundMe account. I want to give props to Karen. She called in, one of our QIK family listeners. She wanted more information because her son, Justin, is going to give him his Pokemon cards so that he can sell them. So the QIK family already helping out this little boy.
Very nice.
Thank you for that.
Awesome.
Well done. My highlight is the fact that the pipeline will be fixed.
Yes.
And people will stop panic buying gas. So I don't have to drive around for 45 minutes like I did yesterday to try to find gas.
I'll come get you.
Because my tank was actually on empty, and I did need gas, unlike a lot of people that were stocking up. You know, we're talking about I know a lot of people who called in and said, why am I waiting here in this line? Why is everybody filling up with gas tanks? Why are people putting gas in bags? Figure that one out.
What is that?
Anyway, highlight
fun
is,
with that.
And by the way, that pipeline didn't even affect us. It shouldn't have affected us, but whatever. I'm over it. It's fixed. We're good. And also very disappointed in my Thursday 3. The Scotty McCreery U Time was not picked. It was it's a song that I've stuck with for a while.
Yes, you have.
So, you know. I mean, right there. That's all you need right there. It's just such a good song.
I think I'm going to pick it next Thursday and see how I do.
That would be funny if you are.
We know Don and Lutz will take care of me on that one for sure. All right. Have a great day. We'll see you tomorrow.
Hey, Shar, guys, thanks so much for listening to the podcast of Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. And make sure you give us that 5-star like, and we'll keep bringing you the good stuff from the show on 99.5 QIK.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 99.5 QIK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.